Well, hello and welcome. It is so good to be with you today, and I hope that you're having a great day wherever you are and whenever it is that you're watching this. And I hope that your day is about to get even better as we get to meet with our Lord in His Word and in His prayer. It's a very rainy day here as I film this. It was originally forecast the possibility of severe weather, and we haven't had that yet. We just had an awful lot of rain, but we're thankful for that. And again, the day is about to get even better because we get to meet with our Lord in His Word. And we are just thankful for that, just the day that the Lord has given to us and this time to meet with Him. And so as we begin, as we open God's Word, and we'll be in Psalm 23 today, but as we open God's Word, let's turn to Him in prayer. Father, thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Lord, for watching over us, your protection, Lord, your provision. Lord, just the goodness of who you are. Father, I ask now that you open our minds and our hearts. Lord, I ask that you enable us to hear from you. Lord, to know you better, to be able to walk closer to you, to be able to trust you more, to be able to experience you, O God. Father, speak to us. Draw us close, O God. Let us hear your voice, know you and your ways. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, it's good to be together, especially in these days in which we live. These days that we are living in are such dangerous days, evil days, spiritually, emotionally. Physically, there are times of great danger. We see the crime. We see the danger in our streets. Certainly, these days are dangerous economically as we see a declining economy. Certainly, politically dangerous days. And we see our nation really on the verge almost of splintering apart. Very dangerous days. And we wonder where we can find security, where we can, in fact, find confidence. And we need not look any further than our wonderful Lord. He Himself is our confidence. He Himself is our security. And there's probably no passage more familiar to us that speaks of this more than the 23rd Psalm. Very familiar to all of us. It's probably among your favorite Psalms. It may even be your favorite Psalm. And yet the more we look at this Psalm, the more we see that there is to see. The more it speaks to us. The more we realize how good our Lord is and how confident and secure we are in Him. And so look with me as we look at Psalm 23, and I want us to begin by reading through it to begin with. And again, if you'll bear with me, I'm still be several weeks before I get to have eye surgery, so it's somewhat of a struggle for me. But if you'll just bear with me, let's look at Psalm 23 together. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." As we look at that psalm, you think of all that God has given to us, even in these days, that He gives to us every day in the midst of these days. You think of the wonderful blessings that we have from Him. As we look at this psalm, the first thing that we see that God gives us is Himself. You think about verse 1, how it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." And think with me, you know, that the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep, especially in the ancient world, it was a loving bond between them. The shepherd deeply loved his sheep. He cared for them. There was a closeness. There was a relationship, if you will, of all the farm animal type relationships that you could draw an illustration of for our relationship with God. There have been none better than that first century shepherd, the love, the care he had for his sheep. And what we see there is the fact that God has given us Himself. God gives us a relationship with Him. We study God's Word. We find out this is why God created us to begin with. When we read over in Genesis 1, where it says that God made man in His image and in His likeness, That means that He made us with the capacity to know Him, the ability to have a relationship with God, the ability to know God. Now, unfortunately, we sinned against God. We spiritually died. But the whole point of the atonement was not just to save us from hell, not just to save us from the eternal judgment that we rightly deserve because of our sins and our sinfulness, but was in fact to bring us back into a relationship with God. And what God has given us is Himself, for us to know Him, for us to be able to walk with Him. God Himself is the greatest blessing that He's ever given us. Excuse me, as John Snyder said in his study, Behold Your God, Jesus Christ Himself is the treasure of Christianity. Knowing Him is the treasure of Christianity. And as we think about these days in which we live, and we, you know, all the dangers, all the concerns, all the worries, all the burdens, not taken away from any of that, God has given us Himself. We have our wonderful Shepherd. And this is why knowing Him needs to be the number one priority of our life. It's why, in fact, our relationship with Him ought to be the most important thing in our life, because it is from that relationship that we can have His guidance, we can have His encouragement, we can have His strength, we can have Him lead us through all of this. God has given us Himself, and our relationship with Him needs to be the most important thing in our life, because He is the greatest blessing in our life. And so we see that God has given us Himself, but as we continue looking in this psalm, and this is what we normally think about, we think about His care. That is, all the ways that God has cared for us and cares for us every day. Again, we think about the shepherd in the first century, how he took care of the sheep. Again, there was that loving bond between them, and how he cared about every single detail about his sheep's life. He actually cared for the individual animal. And you think about how we see our Lord's care. Again, you think with me back to the latter part of verse 1, going through verse 4. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Again, you think about what He has provided there. Obviously, we see there His provision. He talks about it in the imagery there of a shepherd taking care of his sheep, leading them, you know, to the green pastures, leading them beside the still waters. But you think about that as He says there, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. God Himself will provide for us. And that's not to say that we are to be lazy or irresponsible. God, in fact, calls us to be diligent, calls us to be faithful. You know, even the squirrels know to gather nuts for the winter. How much more should we know? You know, Solomon told us to go to consider the ants and watch how they gather their food. So we need to be diligent, but also always needs to be in a heart of confidence that our Lord will in fact provide. And what a message for us. As we see our nation, sadly, at least as of this moment, and we pray for revival, and through revival, a restoration, but we see a nation declining in every way. Economically, you know this every time you go to buy groceries. And we, you know, we begin to become more and more concerned about, you know, providing for ourselves, our families, our loved ones, or those in need around us, and there seem to be more of them, with the need being even greater. We can trust and rest in our Father, because He will, in fact, provide for us. But it's not just the physical needs, but it's also the deepest emotional and spiritual needs. Again, you think about what He said in the very first part of verse 3. He restores my soul. You think about that. From our innermost part of our being, He provides what we need. That comfort, that strength, that encouragement. Just His love. He, in fact, provides for it. So we have His care through His provision. We obviously also have His guidance. Think about verse 3. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. How we need God's guidance and how he provides that guidance. These are very confusing days. Most of what we hear from most sources are lies, distortions, deliberate manipulations of a grain of truth wrapped up in a whole lot of falsehood. And we don't know what to believe, who to believe, and the consequence is we really don't know what to do in any of the major areas of life, the decisions that we make. And yet we have one who will guide us. He might not tell us all that we want to know about what is going to happen, but he'll tell us this moment what we need to do, and the next moment he'll tell us what we need to do. Now again, as with the aspect of provision, certainly we need to be wise, we need to be prayerful, we need to be discerning, we need to be seeking, not denying that at all. But through all that, we can do it with a heart confidence in God that he will in fact guide us. These are very confusing, troubling days that we live in. But God is in fact the one who will guide us through it. And how we need that guidance. So what a confidence it ought to give us. We're not flying blind through these days. And we don't need to just bump our way through them. If we seek him, he will guide us through it. Again, we won't have all the answers that we might want to have about what is going to happen, when it might happen. But we'll have God guiding us, telling us what we need to do. We have his care, his provision, his guidance, also and so desperately needed for us, his protection. Look again at verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Again, these are frightening days. Every time we keep up with the news, and quite frankly, many times just in conversation, we hear of some frightening episode of crime, then violence that has taken place. And the rate is increasing. And the severity of the incidents is in fact increasing. And again, this is not to say that we're to be foolish. We are in fact very much to be wise and to be prudent, not taking away from that. But it can be done with a heart of confidence that God will himself protect us and watch over us. Nothing can touch us apart from his will. We can rest in him. We can trust him. What a wonderful shepherd we have. He'll provide. He will in fact guide. He will in fact protect. What a confidence we have. How different from the non-believer who doesn't know this wonderful Lord, who doesn't have his closeness, who doesn't know his care, who doesn't know the wonder of knowing God himself. How blessed we are. And if you've never trusted Christ, I invite you to place your trust in this great shepherd and let him carry you through life, yes, but for eternity as well. But you know, not only does God give us his guidance, his care, his protection, but he also gives us his blessing. Even in times like these, you think about what we see in the beginning in verse 5. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. You think about that. You think about what David is saying there. You know, being blessed by God, his cup overflowing, head being anointed with oil, a table being prepared for him in the midst of his enemies. Not when they are done and gone and dealt with, but even in the midst of them. God, we don't have to wait for these days to be over, however that will be, in order to experience God's blessing. God desires to bless us each and every day. There is a richness he'll put in our hearts and in our lives and in our souls, even in the midst of days like these. We can have this sense of his blessing, of the richness he wants to give us, even in the midst of everything around us. What a wonderful God we have. The life he wants to give us. We have his blessing. But then lastly, we see the wonderful promise of his home. You think about what we see as we conclude there, as we read in the latter part of verse 6, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Talking about the eternal home that God has prepared for his children, those who've trusted Christ as their Savior. You think of what awaits us. You think of the wonderful home that's been prepared for us. And the best part about it is the fact he will be there and we will be with him. Again, quoting Dr. Snyder from Behold Your God, Jesus Christ is who will make heaven, heaven. Being with him is what will make heaven, heaven. I know we think of all the beautiful sights that are described for us in Revelation 21 and 22, and they're absolutely incredible. But the best part is the fact that we will be there with our Lord. You think of the wonderful home that he has prepared for us, and the best part about it is the fact that we are there with him. You think of what we have to look forward to. All of this that we're talking about in these days that we live in, it's passing. And the older we get, the faster we realize it's passing by. You think of what is ahead. You think of who we get to be with. Certainly our loved ones of the faith who've gone before us, but our wonderful Lord. And yes, in the place he has prepared, but being with him in that place. The wonderful home he has for us. You know, what a reason, even in days like these, to have joy, to have confidence, to have an assurance within ourselves. God has given us himself. He wants us to know him. He gives us his care each and every day. He has, in fact, given us and gives us every day his blessing. And we have eternity to look forward to being in his home. What a joy we have, even in these days, and how it ought to change our whole outlook even as we live in these days. He should be our focus because he is the one who changes everything. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, thank you so much for this day. Lord, for your word. And oh Father, what it reminds us, oh God, of how you have given us yourself, how you give us your care, how you give us your blessing, and now Father, how you give us your home, an eternal home with you. Father, as we go through these days, Lord, we need to remember all of those. Father, we desperately need you in this hour. Lord, we need to be close to you. Father, help us, O God, to rest in your care. Help us, O God, to wonderfully taste your blessing. And help us, O God, to anticipate being at home with you. Father, be with us through the rest of the day. Do lead us. Do guide us. Do provide for us. And, oh God, may we taste your goodness through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope as you walk with the shepherd today that you do know his love and his care. And in spite of all we see taking place around us, and certainly need to be in prayer about that. We need to be diligent. We need to be active and involved. But in our heart, and in your heart, I hope that you have the joy and richness of walking with our Lord today.